calling Doris and Jane with Geese's Hotel. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I want to talk to my family quickly and briefly on video about suicide. Reason being is I have mentioned before people like people who have been what's often referred to as perhaps suicided. For example, I've mentioned Gary Webb on more than one occasion, who put a bullet in his head twice, which again is kind of hard to do. There's another gentleman named Terrence Yakey, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He was, it's related to the Oklahoma City bombing, where he apparently put a bullet through his head and then somehow got the gun several hundred feet away from himself. We have other people like, there's a Michael Hastings, a reporter who reports to a friend saying that he's on the biggest case of his life and then drives his car at high speed into a tree, catching fire and things of that nature. We have people like Seth Rich, who I've mentioned several times, who it was clearly not suicide because somebody put a bullet in his back, but what it relates to is that he was pressured. And he was, you know, because he's the alleged leaker of the USB drive to Assange that had all the emails from Hillary Clinton, which cost her the presidency, probably. You know, and then because you also look in history, I've mentioned COINTELPRO, the FBI program of long ago, which may have been renamed and may in some form or fashion continue to exist, because one of the things they did is try to pressure people. I think it was Martin Luther King, and I think Malcolm X was also in that, where they kind of pressured them to commit suicide. Obviously, it didn't work, so they were assassinated. Then we have people like, you know, obviously Assange and Bradley Manning, who now wants to be called Chelsea Manning. They were put in positions where it's psychological torture, and suicide has been more than once suggested. In the case of Manning, apparently had been attempted. You know, and I've mentioned you know, of all those names, Ethan McCord was also involved in that. He's the one that I have pointed out who actually showed love in the collateral murder video. And apparently, I think three times he was either well into or attempted suicide. Then I also talked about Daniel Hale. This is the All Hail the Whistleblower, because he was because of the stress he was under, and of course the being alone. And you know, he talked about things like, you know, because I learned years ago about the idea of a snuff film, and now they call it war porn, because he watched how people were literally blown apart and were killed in the work he did as being involved in the drone program. But I also saw another man, and this is what inspired this. I saw another man recently, Brandon Bryant, and he described as a drone operator, and he's one of many. There are a number of people. The difference with Daniel Hale, he's in prison for exposing the misdeeds of the program, because we kill so many innocent people. But many others have had numerous issues and at least some suicide attempts, if not actual, it's happened. Because, you know, suicide is in the top 10 list of most common causes of death in the U.S. I have an image of Brandon Bryant as he showed how he, you know, he obviously doesn't have the gun in his hand, but he showed how he did have the gun in his mouth ready to pull the trigger, and it was because of his dog who wanted attention that it didn't happen. The reason this sinks home, obviously, from my understanding, at least two of my family members have attempted it themselves to one degree or another, and obviously so have I. So this is not a minor issue or simply over there. It's in our own family. And one of the things I've considered about is there are a lot of people right now who are, because of the stress, because of the psychological warfare. This is indeed psychological warfare that is going around, especially things like COVID-19 and the way we and the U.S. wars of aggression. But the COVID-19 isolates people, and it dehumanizes people. And more you have people saying, is life worth living? But I want to make it clear. The reason life is worth living is not because you're just a random blob that came into existence because of random chance. I will contend, and I know a lot of my family reject this, that the Bible is true. And I will contend why. I won't go into that now. But because of that, your life has value. You're made in the image of God. That is why you have value. There's a problem. Because the people around my family will have demonstrated that if there's something wrong, if somehow you don't fit and you reach out, they will turn a cold heart toward you. Family, extended family, institutional church leadership. Absolutely cold. They will abandon you. My kids will know. My older kids will know. I often said, it was the same line, and I've said it for decades. My home is your home. I will never cast you out. You'll remember that line. I've said it over and over again. My home is your home. I will never cast you out. That stands. Irrespective of what's happened, what you do, what you plan to do, what you've done, and so forth, I don't want you to be a Gary Webb, who's in postponement, or somebody who, like this Brandon Bryant, where it was enough is enough. Because of what he's did, because of what he's seen, or whatnot, enough is enough. I'm abandoned. I'm going to make it finished. I want my kids to know, my home is your home. I will never cast you out. I will, you know, I live in a place where there's plenty of room. You are invited. I want you to understand, you are invited. I will proclaim Christ, obedience to Christ. If you reject Christ, I won't abandon you. I will not follow the model of extended family, of my own wife, and abandon you. I'm here. And if you have an issue, if things are difficult, if you feel abandoned, your dad loves you. Your husband loves you. My home is your home. And I'll never cast you out.